Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertisings, so we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be, and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the June edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. The Big Picture, Extra Weight, Not Just Obesity Matters, by Bonnie Liebman. American adults just keep getting fatter, proclaimed the New York Times headline on March 23rd. New data shows that nearly 40% of them were obese in 2015 and 2016, a sharp increase from a decade earlier, federal health officials reported Friday. True, but that's not the whole story. It's troubling that almost 40% of adults are obese, but most media reports neglected to mention that the rest of us aren't exactly trim. If you add the roughly 30% of adults who are overweight, now you're talking 70% of Americans who are carrying around extra pounds. Granted, it's obesity, not overweight, that has soared since around 1980. And yes, being obese puts you at greater risk of disease than being overweight, but being overweight is far from harmless. The bigger danger? Type 2 diabetes. The risk doubles even in the upper half of the normal weight range. Likewise, being overweight or obese increases your risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, and gallstones, plus more than a dozen cancers, including colon, breast, after menopause, esophagus, gallbladder, pancreas, uterus, ovaries, kidney, and liver. Compared to women at the lean end of the normal weight range, overweight women have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, gallstones, high blood pressure, and heart disease, according to findings from the Nurses' Health Study. Type 2 diabetes is the greatest threat. The 10-year risk is 8 times higher for overweight women, 18 times higher for obese women, a BMI of 30 to 34.9, and 30 times higher for the most obese women, a BMI of 35 and above. Results in men are similar. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet and exercise. What's a normal serving? Have oversized servings in restaurants distorted our view of what's normal? Scientists randomly assigned 277 people to be served a lunch with either a larger, 440-calorie, or smaller, 220-calorie portion of quiche. The next day, the participants were told to serve themselves a portion from a full family-sized quiche. The researchers pretended that the study had some other purpose. People who had gotten the larger serving on day one served themselves a larger portion on day two. What's more, they also chose a larger serving when asked to identify a normal portion of quiche that day or a week later. What to do? Think twice before you eat anything and everything a restaurant serves you. Odds are, you'd feel full with less. Thinking about fish oil? Is it worth taking fish oil to stay sharp? Researchers randomly assigned roughly 400 people aged 65 to 90 to take a daily dose of either fish oil, within 107,020 milligrams of DHA plus 600 milligrams of EPA, or a placebo. None had memory loss when the study started. After 1.5 years, the fish oil takers scored no better than the placebo takers on tests of memory, short-term, working, or retrieval, reasoning, reaction time, or other measures of thinking ability. What to do? Studies are ongoing, but so far, fish oil isn't a brain booster. B vitamins for fractures or fatigue. Can B vitamins protect bones or fight fatigue, as some people believe? Scientists randomly assigned 5,442 women to take high daily doses of vitamin B6, 50 milligrams, vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms, and folic acid, 2,500 milligrams, or a placebo. After 7 years, the risk of bone fractures was no lower in the B vitamin takers. In another study, researchers randomly assigned 95 people with debilitating fatigue and irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease to take vitamin B12 or placebo. After 8 weeks, fatigue was no lower in the B12 takers. What to do? Don't expect V vitamins to work magic for fractures or fatigue. To live longer, Americans live shorter lives than people in most other high-income countries. What could lengthen lives? Researchers tracked roughly 123,000 U.S. men and women for 30 years. Then they identified 5 low-risk lifestyle factors: never smoking, normal body weight, more than 30 minutes of moderate or vigorous exercise a day, moderate alcohol intake, and a healthy diet, high in vegetables, fruit, nuts, whole grains, polyunsaturated fats, and omega-3 fats, and low in red and processed meats, sugar-sweetened beverages, trans fat, and sodium. At age 50, someone with all 5 factors could expect to live 43 more years in women or 38 more years for men. A 50-year-old with none of the factors could expect to live only 29 more years for women or 26 more years for men. What to do? Although this kind of study can't prove cause and effect, shoot for a low-risk lifestyle to hedge your bets. Fake Fiber? Good for Health or Selling Junk? By Bonnie Liebman. Very high in fiber boasts the bag of Smart Sweets gummy bears, which have 100% of a day's worth of fiber in each serving. What does the fiber that's added to gummy bears do for you? Maybe nothing at all. Here's the scoop on which kinds of fiber do what. Very high in fiber, promise Smart Sweets gummy bears. Very is right. Each 90-calorie bag has 100% of a day's fiber, 28 grams. Wow. Label can say good source of fiber with just 2.5 grams per serving and high in fiber with only 5 grams. Why so much fiber in gummy bears? Their prime ingredient is prebiotic-soluble fiber from tapioca, or isomaltoligosaccharides, a.k.a. IMO. They also contain chicory root fiber. IMO's manufacturers mostly cite 3 key studies as evidence that IMO improves regularity. 2 on a total of 20 constipated elderly nursing home residents in Taiwan who were put on a low-fiber diet weren't well-controlled. And the largest, an unpublished industry study, found no increase in bowel movements in 61 people without constipation who were given 36 grams of IMO a day. Kick sugar, keep candy, urges Smart Sweets. 3 grams of sugar per bag. Its sweetness comes largely from stevia. Blood sugar may be no lower after consuming IMO than after eating a sugar, so it's no freebie for people with diabetes or anyone who wants to keep a lid on their blood sugar. Gas generator? High in fiber, says Dan in Oikos Triple Zero Greek Yogurt. Each tub has 6 grams of chicory root fiber, or inulin, which improves the mouthfeel or creaminess of low-fat foods and may temper the taste of Triple Zero's stevia. Companies extract the inulin and chicory root using hot water. They can then use enzymes to break up inulin's long chains of sugar units, or saccharides, into shorter chains called oligofructose. Or they can make really short-chain fructooligosaccharides, not from inulin, but simply by treating sugars with enzymes. What can inulin do? Most studies find no effect on blood sugar, LDL, or bad cholesterol, regularity, or food intake. However, a mix of inulin and oligofructose boosted calcium absorption and bone mineral density in a year-long study of adolescents. It's not clear if short-chain fructooligosaccharides can do the same, and only a few small studies have looked at inulin or oligofructose and calcium absorption in adults. A possible downside: if excess calcium increases the risk of prostate cancer, absorbing more is a minus. Another: in many studies, people given inulin report more gas. Hedge fudge. 5 grams fiber, says the box of Weight Watchers giant chocolate fudge ice cream bars. No artificial sweeteners. Yes, but the bar's main fiber, polydextrose, is artificial. It's made by chemically altering the bonds between sugars so that our digestive enzymes can't break them down. They're fermented by gut bacteria instead. What can polydextrose do? 2 companies, DuPont and Tate and Lyle cite six studies as evidence that it leads people to eat less. But in one of the best of the six, funded by Tate and Lyle, people ate no less at lunch a few hours after they got 24 grams of polydextrose than after they got a placebo. A more recent study, which was funded by DuPont, also came up empty. Oops. Polydextrose also has a laxative effect, says the companies, but the evidence is inconsistent. For example, about 20 grams a day led to no increase in stool frequency in one study, and an increase from 4.4 to 5.5 stools over 5 days in another. People in both studies reported more gas. So much for justifying that fudge bar as your tummy aid, or hedge against weight gain. Goodbye guilt? 5 grams of fiber so you can enjoy every bite, says the Fiber One Salted Caramel Cheesecake Bar label. Got that? The fiber is there to wash away the guilt of eating a 150-calorie cookie made largely of cream cheese, white flour, sugar, and soluble corn fiber, aka resistant maltodextrin. Soluble corn fiber is produced by using heat to make some of the chemical bonds in cornstarch indigestible, and by using enzymes to remove the remaining digestible bonds. What can soluble corn fiber do? In most good studies, it doesn't lower blood sugar. However, doses of 10 to 20 grams a day increased calcium absorption or retention in three studies on a total of 52 adolescents and 12 postmenopausal women. Whether these studies are large and long enough to count as a health benefit is up to the FDA. But absorbing more calcium may not be a plus for everyone, aka gas generator. Digesting it all. Could processed fibers have other health benefits? In the meantime, one result of all that fermenting is fairly reliable, more gas. And keep in mind that experts set fiber targets based on studies of people who consume fiber-rich fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans, not gummy bears or cookies. Your first line of defense is to get adequate amounts of dietary fiber from a variety of plant foods. Sparkling water harms your teeth? Sparkling water has all the bubbly and none of the sugar of soda, but is there a downside? Sparkling water is made by pumping carbon dioxide into water, explains John Ruby, a retired professor of pediatric dentistry at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. The CO2 turns into carbonic acid and the pH drops. A lower pH means that the liquid has become more acidic. Pure water has a neutral pH of 7 on the 0 to 14 pH scale. Acids can erode a tooth enamel, and once you lose enamel, you never get it back, says Ruby. That can lead to sensitivity, discoloration, and loss of tooth structure. Erosion doesn't occur above pH 4, Ruby explained. A pH of 3 to 4 is erosive, and 2 to 3 is extremely erosive. Colas are around 2.4. Seltzer or sparkling water with nothing added has a pH between 3 and 4, so either may damage your enamel. But drinking them with food raises the pH of what's in your mouth, so it's largely a problem if you're drinking them alone, says Ruby. How much of a problem? No long-term studies have looked at enamel erosion in the teeth of sparkling water drinkers. And club soda and carbonated mineral water, like plain San Pellegrino or Perrier, have added or naturally occurring minerals, which raise the pH to about 5, well outside the erosion zone. One question mark. Flavorings. When companies start adding citric acid to carbonated water or citric or phosphoric acid to soft drinks, we're in a different ballpark, says Ruby, because that drops the pH. Many flavored waters have two ingredients, carbonated water and natural flavors. Citric acid could be a component of one of those flavors, but labels don't have to list it separately, so consumers would never know. There are naturally occurring citric acids in many citrus flavors, LaCroix told us. However, the levels in the finished product are extremely low, and LaCroix is less acidic than traditional soft drinks. The company wouldn't give us pH levels for its waters. Tips for sparkling water fans. Don't brush your teeth for at least 30 minutes after drinking. The acid in the sparkling water softens up the surface of the tooth, Ruby explains. That makes your teeth more sensitive to abrasion. The last thing you want to do is brush them. Don't sip all day without food. The longer acids are in contact with your teeth, the more damage they do. Beware if you have dry mouth. Saliva helps neutralize acid, so think twice about the bubbly if you have dry mouth. The bottom line? Sparkling water is less acidic and less sugary than soda. It's not clear how much sparkling water is enough to erode your enamel, but if you're worried, don't overdo it. Veggies. Who knew? By Bonnie Liebman and Lindsay Moyer. Vegetables are superstars. Nearly every diet, from Mediterranean to Paleo to Weight Watchers to DASH, wants a piece of them. Think you know your veggies? Some of these 10 things may surprise you. Number 1. You probably don't eat enough. 9 out of 10 Americans fall short. A good target, at least 2.5 to 3 cups a day. Better yet, forget the cups. Cover half your plate, and not just at dinner, with vegetables and or fruit. Top 5 folate, frisée, asparagus, romaine lettuce, spinach, turnip greens. And don't forget snacks. What better way to tide you over to your next meal without ruining your appetite or globbing up on your calorie budget? Number 2. Veggies help you slash calories. You don't find many foods with just 10 to 50 calories per serving. Talk about an almost free lunch. Vegetables are mostly water, so unless you smother them with dressing, sauce, butter, or sauté oils, they're a steal. And now you can replace boring white rice with rice made of cauliflower, or trade your pasta for zucchini spirals. The calories drop from 200 to 20 per cup. Or swap your white flour wrap for one made of lettuce. And there's no better swap for chips or pretzels or crackers. Walking in the door famished? Grab a handful of carrots or grape tomatoes or sugar snap peas to munch on as you cook dinner. Top 5 fiber veggies: artichoke, peas, avocado, lima beans, jicama. The evidence is strongest that veggies protect your heart and brain. You may think of vegetables as cancer fighters, but there's more evidence that they protect your blood vessels. In a recent meta-analysis of up to 20 studies on up to 1 million people, those who ate 18 ounces of vegetables, about 3 cups a day, had roughly a 30% lower risk of heart disease and stroke than those who ate little or none. Something else about vegetable eaters could partly explain the results from those and other studies that track what people eat and their health for years. But in the DASH, or Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension study, systolic blood pressure, the higher number, dropped by 8 to 14 points when people were fed a diet rich in vegetables and fruit. The diet was also low in some added sugars, saturated fat, refined grains, and salt. That's about the same drop you'd get from some drugs that lower blood pressure. Number 4. Veggies may lower the risk of breast cancer. Cancers vary. Vegetables may help prevent some, but not others. For example, in a pooled analysis of 20 studies on nearly 1 million women, vegetables were not linked to the most common breast tumors, which are fueled by estrogen. However, women who ate the most vegetables, at least 14 ounces a day, had a 15% lower risk of estrogen-negative breast cancer than those who ate about 5 ounces. And estrogen-negative tumors have lower survival rates, so preventing them is crucial. The top 5 beta-carotene veggies: sweet potato, pumpkin, carrots, mustard greens, and spinach. Number 5. Veggies may protect your eyes. Many vegetables, especially leafy greens, are rich in lutein and its twin, zeaxanthin. Although the evidence isn't sewn up, both clearly matter for your eyes. They are the only carotenoids in the lens in the retina, where they absorb damaging light and protect against oxidation. And levels are 100-fold higher in the macula, the center of the retina, which lets us see the finest details and exposed to the most light than elsewhere in the eye. In a study that tracked some 100,000 men and women for roughly 25 years, those who consumed the most lutein plus zeaxanthin had a 40% lower risk of advanced macular degeneration than those who consumed the least. The top 5 vitamin C veggies: red bell pepper, broccoli, green bell pepper, green chili pepper, Brussels sprouts. The top 5 lutein: spinach, Swiss chard, mustard greens, turnip greens, radicchio. Number 6. Veggies pile on the potassium. Potassium helps lower blood pressure, and it may also make blood vessels less stiff. That could explain why people who eat more have a lower risk of stroke. But getting enough potassium, 4,700 milligrams a day, is a tall order. That is, unless you cover half your plate with vegetables or fruit, which pour on the potassium without a load of calories. We left white potatoes out of our top five potassium list because Americans already eat too many fries and potato chips. But the top five for potassium are sweet potatoes, lima beans, Swiss chard, spinach, and portobello mushrooms. Number 7. Leafy greens may lower your risk of diabetes. In some studies, people who eat more leafy greens have a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Magnesium may explain why. Half the population gets less magnesium than experts recommend. Although more studies are needed, magnesium may help keep a lid on blood sugar. Magnesium is at the heart of the chlorophyll molecule that makes leaves green, so bring on the spinach, etc. Top 5 magnesium veggies: spinach, Swiss chard, lima beans, artichoke, and peas. Number 8. Veggies may preserve your bones. When researchers pooled data on roughly 142,000 European and U.S. residents aged 60 or older, those who ate no more than one serving of vegetables a day had a 12% higher risk of hip fracture than those who ate about 2 to 3 servings. It's too early to tell how or if veggies help keep bones strong. Stay tuned. Number 9. All veggies are good veggies. Some, though, are richer in nutrients than others. We've ranked them from the most to the nutrient-packed. Want to have higher scores? Double or triple the serving size. Who stops at half a cup of bok choy or broccoli anyway? And who cares if a vegetable like mushrooms brings up the rear? They boost your potassium for hardly any calories. As for shiitakes and portobellos, who could live without them? One more thing. Veggies are delicious. Mushroom ragu, braised greens, roasted parsnips, radishes, and carrots. Grilled cauliflower steaks? Want more? We got a million. And now on The Healthy Cook by Kate Sherwood, get sauced. We've left out pungent ingredients like cheese, onion, and garlic in these two super fresh herb sauces, so they're flexible enough to brighten up almost any dish. Spoon either sauce over fish or chicken, or toss with vegetables, beans, lentils, or whole grains. Pistachio lemon pesto. Ingredients: 2 cups of basil leaves, 1 cup flat-leaf parsley, 1/4 cup roasted salted pistachios, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Makes 8 tablespoons. The next sauce, chimichurri. Ingredients: 2 cups flat-leaf parsley, 1 cup cilantro, 1/4 cup mint leaves, 1/2 serrano pepper, seeded, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Makes 8 tablespoons. Instructions. Put all ingredients into a small food processor. Pulse until uniformly minced, scraping down the sides as needed. Quick tip. The more you chop an onion or garlic, the more cell walls you break and the stronger the flavor. The most pungent, minced, grated, or food processed. The mildest, sliced with a sharp knife. Right stuff. You go, girl. These days, clamshells or bags of fresh, even organic greens are just about everywhere. Ever muse about having something other than baby spinach or baby kale or spring mix? Organic Girl to the rescue. Her pre-washed, good, clean greens offer a handful of new twists to supercharge your salads. Our faves? The mâché rosettes are sweet, mild, crisp, and extraordinarily delicate. Mâche, pronounced mâche, is an heirloom green prized for centuries by Europeans for its fresh, nutty flavor. Dress the leaves lightly with a vinaigrette, toss them by hand, and eat them quickly. Ditto for the mâche blend. Baby chard, mâche rosettes, tango lettuce, and the sublime sweet pea shoots, baby bok choy, plus romaine, lola rosa, and 3 other kinds of lettuce. The more robust super spinach, baby spinach, bok choy, kale, and super greens, baby chard, tot soy, spinach, arugula, can handle richer, creamier dressings like ranch and Caesar, and they don't wilt as quickly. For an OMG moment, stir-fry either for 1 to 2 minutes with minced garlic and a splash of reduced sodium soy sauce. Since we're talking leafy greens, any of the blends will give you a serious dose of vitamins and minerals for just a handful of calories. That makes them kind of organic great. food porn, unwise crack. Magnum tubs offer a new multi-sensory way to enjoy Magnum ice cream that is unlike anything available in the category today, said Unilever, Magnum's parent company, in a January press release. The sides of the Magnum tub are encased in a shell of chocolate, which preserves the iconic chocolate crack that ice cream lovers hear upon biting into a Magnum ice cream bar. Translation? You experience the excitement of squeezing the container to crack the chocolate casing before digging in. Isn't it amazing what flagging sales and a little competition from low-cal upstart Halo Top can do to a company's creative juices? Multisensory? Does that mean you'll be able to feel your insulin surging from the sugar and your arteries choking from the saturated fat? Thanks to the new Nutrition Facts label, kudos to Magnum for rolling it out before the 2020 deadline. You don't need a calculator to know what's in a serving, or two-third cup, or in the entire pint. Yes, Virginia, that's a serving for some. A pint of the milk chocolate hazelnut delivers 1,020 calories, 39 grams, a two-day supply, of saturated fat, and 69 grams, or 16 teaspoons, of added sugar. The milk or white chocolate vanilla and dark chocolate raspberry are in the same ballpark. It's like eating half a tub or 3 cups of Breyers chocolate ice cream topped with 5 pats of butter. Of course, you'd have to get your crack somewhere else. Canola oil causes Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's symptoms worsened by canola oil, and it could cause onset of dementia, scientists warn, ran Newsweek's headline in December. Yikes! Time to toss your canola oil? I don't know how that study was ever published, says James Rode, a neurodegenerative disease researcher and assistant professor of toxicology in the Department of Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of Colorado, Denver. The study Newsweek was describing used 6-month-old mice that were genetically engineered to have Alzheimer's-like plaques in their brain. For 6 months, the mice got either a control or a canola oil-enriched diet, the equivalent of a teaspoon of canola oil added to every 200 pounds of food. That's enriched? Every part of the study design is flawed, says Rode. First, what happens in the brains of mice may not happen to people who get Alzheimer's disease. While people with Alzheimer's have plaques made of beta-amyloid protein, amyloid may be a marker, not a cause of the disease, notes Rode. Second, the researchers didn't report how much food the mice ate or what was in the control diet. Worse yet, if you look at the data, barely anything was statistically significant, says Rode. The bottom line? The evidence that canola oil causes Alzheimer's? Zilch. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Ribble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening.